Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Real Talk Podcast, where the goal is to better our understanding through conversation. Communicating our feelings, our thoughts, or our opinions can be some of the easiest or it could be some of the hardest things to do. But by communicating, we begin to form new perspectives. So throughout the various topics and opinions we discuss on our podcast, we hope that we can add value, understanding, and maybe a few laughs to your day. We appreciate you guys listening and enjoy the show.
But yeah, you showed me a clip of Marshawn Lynch. He was like yelling. I guess it was a practice or whatever. He had yelled at some kids. One of the kids started crying, and the parent, the mother of the child, got mad. And my take on that was like, yo, I think you need men to lead men. Like, I didn't say you only need men to lead men, but you do need a male influence if you're raising a son. So like, men talk to men a certain way. And if you want your man to grow up, if you want your son to grow up to be a, you know, upstanding citizen, an upstanding male, I think it's certain ways that you have to speak to him, or a certain way that a man has to speak to him from a certain way. But in that video, man, we'll drop the link into it, into the description. But I want to hear your take on that too, E.
Well, to be honest with you, man, I'm a firm believer. I totally agree with what you're saying, but I could counter that by saying this. Yeah, although it is excellent to have men, you know, being able to impart into young men's lives, it's critical. It really is critical. You need to, the aim is to be, to become, rather. The aim is always to become something more than what you currently are. And the blueprint oftentimes for young men is a man, you know, not just any man, though, a man that actually, you know, that's standing on business, not just standing on business, a man that, you know, that actually has standards, a man that has morals, things of that nature, you know. And whether that man be in a professional, realm in which you are striving to, you know, you're striving to actually be a part of that, you know, a part of that aspect one day, then yeah, you do want to, you know, take in and just, you know, become a sponge, yeah, and you know, take all of that in. However, I will say this here. There comes a time where sometimes we have to become more too as men. We have to push ourselves to become more as men. And just because, you know, oftentimes that was the way that we were brought up and we experienced, you know, in this particular situation that we're speaking on, people, he used some words towards, you know, the situation in which the child was a part of, in which, you know, the mother didn't like the, you know, the word choice that he was using. Like he was speaking vulgar, so to speak. So what I'm speaking to is that part. As a man, sometimes when you're teaching or when you bringing somebody else up under your belt, you know, then what you want to do is you think about, you really want to think about when you were a child and the things that you didn't like.
Right, right.
I always start there. The things that turned me off as a child. Mm-hmm. And if certain things turn me off as a child, in my current state as a man, what I try to do is I try to initiate the respect that's the respect that I feel all people, it's not even a matter of age, all people deserve.
Yeah.
So, you know, rather, and I'm not saying he did this, but for me, before I even attempt to speak down on a person, I want to speak them up. Mm-hmm. Everything that I do, I want to just encourage make sure that, yeah, encourage them. I want to, you know what I'm saying, put that good blessing on them. Let them know, you know, hey, first and foremost, you are somebody, you know. But I do want to ask, why did you handle it like that? You know, if I ask you to go right, why did you elect to go left? You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. Let us be on the same page. I want to find out what's in your mind first. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when people elect to do things opposite of what it is that you ask them to do, it's a reason why they're doing it that way.
Right.
But sometimes that's what it is. You got to break hard soil sometimes in order for enrichment to happen.
I agree, man.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you, bro. The thing I love about what you said is, like, you don't always have to curse, bro. Like, some of the most impactful lessons I've learned, the mentorship I got, dude didn't even use one cuss word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why is that?
I think that, you know, you can correct somebody without having to demean them. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you think that was one of the most impactful lessons that you ever learned?
Because it's universal. You know what I mean? Like, wherever I go, I know how to correct somebody without having to curse, because cursing is not always accepted everywhere, but correction is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that was a big piece. And then also, too, just to counter that, I would say yelling, there's nothing wrong with yelling at somebody. Like, you got to understand that life is not always going to be one-liners.
Yeah.
Or it's not always going to be calm. Like, bro, you're going to have to get yelled at, because
there is a consequence behind the reaction.
Right. I think that was the main point I took from it, was like, he's teaching them there's consequences for doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Because it is. You know what I mean? So, like, that was just dope, man. I think that was a great video, man. And you'll be able to pick and choose. I want you guys to comment below what you think about the video.
Exactly. I will say this, that in cases like that, we do deal with this particular situation. We deal with this often when things become a culture, you know, a culture shock.
Yeah.
And for all we know, you know, from the looks of it, either the mother was maybe she was Caucasian or biracial. I'm not sure. So I'm not even going to try to say what she is, what her race is. But to be honest with you, race or not, culture is different than race.
Right.
And within her culture, she may not say those words to her child at all. So, but with that being said, you cannot sign your child up to partake in certain activities and expect them to do things exactly how you would do them.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, before you sign your child up, you need to ask questions. Okay. What type of teaching methods do you have?
Right.
You know,
or come out to a practice. You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly.
You know before what I mean? You sign like, out, yeah, just go out there. Watch them, see what the coaches are like, see what the kids are like.
But in this instance, knowing Marshawn Lynch, Marshawn, they don't call him beast mode for nothing.
Beast mode, man.
It's like, you know, he had to go and he gave a presser one time. And simply cut and dry, this was what he said. My Sean, you know, X, Y, and Z, they ask him, you know, they ask him a question. You know why I'm here.
you need to know what you're getting. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? What you got? I believe that, bro, man.
Exactly. Straight to the point. You know why I'm here.
You about to go get it.
You know why I'm here. Now he getting bothered because you keep
imagine
asking the question.
Imagine what he like on the field.
I mean, hey,
you feel me?
You know why you're here.
Oh, go ahead, finish up.
Not even just that. You know why he here, but you know why you brought your child to him too. You looking for results. I'm done.
I agree with that, bro. That's you make your own choice. You make your own decision on the video, man. Come in on our podcast once you post it. Let us know what you think, man. On the same tone, man, I was listening to another podcast today. This week. And it was talking about action, bro. The world rewards action. World rewards action, man. Action is a universal language. So, like, with that being said, man, I think with Marshawn Lynch, right, we can critique him all day, right, on why he did what he did, but he took action. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of times, I'm a man of faith, you a man of faith, but faith is not passive. You know what I mean? And I think that in God's hands, faith is not passive. And we say like things like it's in God's hands. That's what they said on the podcast. And I was like, that's true, man. We'll say that. Like, it's in God's hands. And then that kind of gives some people an excuse not to do anything. Mm-hmm. Just leave it up to God. But I think faith without works is dead.
It's dead. Yeah.
So action, you have to take action. Like, I think we look for people for guidance, but we ultimately need to look for God for guidance. But my main point is action, bro. We got to take action on something. And whether it's right or wrong, you got to take action. And I think sometimes we complain about things that we're not getting or the results we're not getting because we take no action on it. We just make excuses about it. You know, whether it's faith, we make excuses with our faith. We make excuses with why somebody else keep holding us back or this or that. Like, do you have any opinion on that, man?
I mean, to be honest with you, you spot on with that. I typically stand with you on that, man, because number one, the worst thing in the world is for somebody to say something. Like, for example, you can ask for a scholarship all day, but yeah, when you do the work, then the rewards from doing the work is you blessed with a scholarship.
Yeah.
You know, so it's still, it's still twofold. You do your part, and then after that, let the chips, fall where they may. And to be honest with you, even though you have faith in the fact that God will provide, which he will provide. But again, even with that, you got to have faith and you got to put forth some effort. Effort has to be applied to everything in life in order to even to make movement, positive movement,
Now, you would think like in my head, man, and maybe I'm thinking too deep on this. We could skip it or whatever. But, like, I think you saying that to me, I'm like, okay, that sounds like common sense. You know what I mean? Like, the way you said it.
Common sense ain't common to everybody.
Like, it just, for anything to happen, you gotta put forth an effort. Like, that's okay, obviously, bro. But in everyday life, sometimes we look at people like, man, why they got that platform? Or why they on TV? Like, bro, I could do that, man. They up there talking foolish. But they took action. They got the platform. They got the spotlight. Like, exactly. Bro. So it's like, I was just thinking about that. Like, how does that apply to my life? Taking action. What can I take action in? What am I failing at? What am I not taking action on? And I say with the podcast, like, I haven't been posting like as consistently as I would like, but I'm like, man, I'm getting off late. You know, I'm working this many hours. I got all this overtime. But what I'm not taking action on is I could at least put 15 minutes in at the end of the day.
You know, what's interesting, man, from listening to you just now, and this really doesn't have anything to do with you per se, but me looking at myself, excuses are easy. Accountability is hard.
Bro.
You know what I mean? Like, when you think about that, when you really get down and you are completely just brutally honest with self, and you just like, it could start with something so small as this, simply asking yourself, what can I be 1% better of today? Now, that's just breaking it down to the point to where you can stomach yourself now.
That's really what can I, you got to be able to do that.
Exactly. What can I be? Like, what can I? Yeah. Though, like when you think about it, and the sad part about it, it's still in it. If you're not careful, it still can feel a little cringy.
Right. That's why I put my head down. Cause I'm like, bro, you're right. And then we'll find a way not to say it.
Exactly. You gonna come at me like this?
Me?
But I am me.
The training they seen from when Denzel Washington. You feel me?
Like for real. And
bro, that's funny.
It's just like, bro, like, honestly.
It's real though, bro. That's why I brought that up by the action, man. Cause it's like I was talking to myself. They were speaking to me. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I'm working these. I got all these excuses, bro. I have kids, wife, hours, OT. I haven't posted though, and it's bothering me. that and I'm inconsistent. So it's like, I gotta stay up 15 minutes later, man.
But see, it's that part you right there that drives you toward greatness.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't bother you, we got a whole nother problem now. We got a whole, but by you being bothered, that means that guess what? It's still room for growth. And it's like, bro,
that's the piece I'm speaking to.
Yeah, it's like, bro, when you comfortable, bro, there is no room for growth when you're comfortable. But the moment you accept the fact that, bro, this is about to be mad uncomfortable.
You said your voice changed.
Yeah. But you know what? It's needed.
It's needed.
The moment you, can realize, see, that's taking accountability. It's needed, though. Yeah. The moment you put that is needed, though, on the end, and then, see, that becomes, this about to be mad uncomfortable. That's Old Testament. The moment you hit that, but it's needed, though, that's New Testament.
Come on, man.
Now you speaking to the future. It's needed, though.
Right.
Now, from that, you know, I was in the car with my son the other day, and a little quote hit me, man. And I was talking to him, and I told him, you know, in the sports world, you know, sometimes it take a little, you know, we got encouragement is needed in every realm of your life. Encouragement. That's normally that's why we just continue onward, just mm-hmm. because we encourage to do so.
Church, go all the places. Yeah,
it's the encouragement. Mm-hmm. And so when I told him, I said, bro. I said, when I look at you, man, I'm going to tell you something. I said, well, you got to have this mentality. You got it's a mindset you got to master a certain mindset. And that mindset is, at the end of the day, you can't depend on other people to do certain things. You got to look at it all as though you're not even counting on them to bring anything. So if you count on it, if you look at it as though you're not counting on somebody to bring anything, then when you look at it, You say to yourself, if I don't do it, it won't get done.
Yeah.
If you do everything in life like that, if I don't do it, it won't get done. Then guess what? Things start happening.
Things start changing around you too. Because when you bring me, I was talking about the military. I made the example about like, just like the high level dudes I met in there, man. And it's like 18, 19, 21 year olds that's leading other men. You know what I'm saying? That's leading squads of 5, 10, 15 people. But because they stepped up to that level of leadership, because they stepped up to that level of accountability, it made us want to be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, we started fixing each other. And I think that's what you're speaking to, because it's like you said, you got to act like, you know, you can't count on nobody else. I'm paraphrasing.
But you know what I'm saying? But in all realness, now, people, what we're not saying is that you got to, You got to take on the world alone. We're not saying that. But what we're talking about, we're speaking to a certain mindset sometimes you have to have just to motivate yourself to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's honestly like certain competitors, they like elite competitors. To be a competitor is different than being an elite competitor.
Right.
Being an elite means you're at an upper echelon, in which is totally different. You have a different mindset than most.
We could think of one hand. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, if you got a mentality and people name a mentality after you, the Mamba mentality,
Then
that means your mindset is different. You know what I'm saying? It's like Jordan had a ferocious appetite for success. So much so he did not like losing. Even if he wasn't the best at some things, they said this man kept somebody up all night playing cards because he was losing.
I believe
it. Now that's borderline obsessive.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get it though.
Exactly.
Man, bro, I just, when he said take action, man, that just came to my mind because it's so true. Like when something bothers you, man, whether it's starting a business, whether it's your physique, whether it is your relationship, whatever it is, man, that's bothering you deep down inside. But and you will make the excuse and be like, man, I'm tired, bro. I'm just gonna eat whatever. Or I'm tired, man. I'm just gonna go to sleep. It feel good then, but then when that thought pop up in your head again,
it's or
you
get reminded,
you like, then you feel worse.
Yeah, you go to sleep, but it's gonna greet you in the morning.
Right. You so it's like, you gotta take action, man, even if it's just 15 minutes. You know what I mean? It's like, if that thing, like for me, it's the podcast consistency, spend 15 minutes a day after I get off of work. Before I do anything else, before I fix my last meal of the day, before I go to sleep, take my shower, 15 minutes. That's the type of mindset you gotta have. It ain't gotta be, super extreme at first. But whatever it is that you're working on that you want to see better, whatever area you want to grow in, you got to spend that time on it. You got to take that action on it.
Exactly. You know, and just to, you know, to piggyback off of what you're saying, man, in any role in your life or any, you know, any obstacle that's, you know, that's going on in your life, in order to make a positive change, it takes, again, go back to the big E, the effort. It takes that. You got to apply yourself. And, you know, first of all, it's a certain level in which you have to demand yourself. You have to demand a certain level of yourself. Like, honestly, bro, we know when we just coasting. We know.
We do.
You're like, brother, get up, man. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit more.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, when you sit around there and you like, you know, I'm good.
I ain't doing that bad. You know what I'm saying?
I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yeah. Like, but you look at it and it's like, yeah, you are right. You are. But are you really all right?
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Because it's like you're really holding yourself hostage.
That's what it is, though.
With the term all right.
And it ain't, bro, I want people to get the mindset, man, because it ain't like you're trying to be better than somebody else. But you know your potential. You know what I'm saying? At least that's how I'm seeing it. It's like you trying to reach that potential, man. And God gives you, God put you on this earth for a reason, man. Why not fulfill the potential that he put inside you? Why not, you know what I'm saying? Grow that, man. And it's like, you could do it.
You got to nurture it. But it's
like, sometimes I feel like, you know, like I said, those excuses, like they valid.
Yeah.
But they're not permanent. Like you can give but okay,
are they really valid though?
To a certain extent.
Or are they already built in excuses?
I think they're valid in the moment. You know what I mean? Like in that current 50 seconds that you're going to be sitting at the computer is valid. I'm tired. But you're not going to be tired tomorrow. You're not going to be tired the next, like, you're not going to always be tired. So you know, why not just hammer it out?
I'm going to say something, man. And now all I'm doing is I'm simply speaking on myself. It's like, I don't know, you know, I don't know who all has been through what I'm about to speak on, but like I just went through a phase of like grief, still going through it really. And the thing about it is this here, when you grieving, it's like you want an opportunity to be alone. You look for that opportunity to be alone, but really and truly, is that really helping you? Like it's like you look for that to be alone, be left alone. Sometimes, and don't get me wrong, because again, all I'm speaking of is self. It's almost like you put forth the preparation and, you know, to your own pity party, really. Right, and it's like, you don't want no company, but you want to be there. But then it's like you find a way to get upset with other people if they don't come knocking at your door.
That's real.
But you really want to be there alone, but you mad if they come, you know, if they don't show up at all. So it like honestly, it's like
real.
The thing about it is, my thing is, you know, it's moderation, man. It's moderation. Understanding that, yeah, what you're currently going through, although it may be a hard situation, so to speak, or it could be tough, challenging, however you want to phrase it. Being at that moment, being present in the moment and understanding that it is a moment, a moment of discomfort. It could be a moment of trouble for some, you know, your trouble, your spirit trouble, whatever. But trouble don't last always. 100%. But even though you in the midst of that situation, it's like find an opportunity to produce something in that situation. And what am I saying? What am I speaking to? What I'm saying is sometimes the most impactful thing that a person can do is in a moment in which they're going through something, they produce something. Find a way to produce something that's not negative, but you just, even it could be hard. It could be a hard baby to have. But to be honest with you, from what I've heard, I've never heard pregnancy to be easy. But give birth to something in that season, at that moment. Try.
Oh, man, bro. Can I speak?
Go ahead.
Bro, that's so real because I like I always do, man. I always relate about it working out, man. Like that moment that you like you said, give birth to something, man. You could always give birth to something, whether it's a writing, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, man. And I think that's big that you said that, because it's so true. Most times we stop in that moment and we let it kill it. The creativity, exactly. Our motivation, we let it kill everything,
and
bro.
That's just what I was getting ready to get to. You absolutely right, bro. What you saying, bro, you are absolutely right. And to be honest with you, man, creation is art. And to be honest with you, that can become the most influential thing you ever do, mm-hmm. because you was brave enough to push through. And it's like, sometimes we see the brick wall coming, but we don't adjust. We don't make no adjustments, and we elect to just run dead into the wall. But it's time. We see the wall, and we can maneuver, but we choose not to. Mm-hmm. Because really and truly in the depths of our mind, we've already given up. Or we think to ourselves, you know what, man? I've been going through so much, man. I just want a break right now. So you know what? Let the chips fall where they may. We run right into the wall. We choose to run into the wall. You know, the proverbial wall, that is.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, man, is like, give birth to something.
I agree with that, bro.
And again, let that be, you know, that's like putting a stake in the ground as to say, you know, at this season, bro, this is, matter of fact, dedicated to the season. Do that.
Dedicated this one to the season.
Yeah, dedicated to the season. This is for the season.
I like that. That's really that's like, you know, when people talk about breakthroughs and things like that.
Exactly.
I think that's when it really happens, because you're able to learn so much about yourself, man. When you're able to push through those moments, you know, you killed it, bro. So like, I ain't even gonna try to ruin it with what I was about to say, man. But that was fire, bro. Because it's like, you can't let it do that, man. It was something I told you wrote down, man. I forgot what it was.
Yeah. Lord Jesus, I lost it. But
it was something confess, to the blessing.
No, it's confess. Okay.
Confess to bless.
No, to confess is to bless.
To confess is to bless, that's bro. It.
To confess is to bless.
Man.
And simply put, you know, to be honest with you, it's no different than a testimony. When you test it, you know, when you test it on whatever level you test it on, really and truly, that's survival. You know, that's just being a survivor of that moment, that particular moment. And from you surviving that moment, the moment you open up your mouth and you release the breakthrough that you was through, and you push that, you know, you push that message forward, somebody else, wherever you may be, they need to hear that. When they hear that, man, that's the blessing for them.
Yeah, they blessed by it.
That's the lesson becomes the blessing.
Man.
Because now, you know, again, people sit around and they look for, again, like we said, man, you're looking for that reason to rise to the occasion. Even after you feel you fall, you falling short or whatever. Pick yourself up, man, and if B can do it, then E can do it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, it's
infectious.
It is,
you
man.
Know what I mean?
It is.
The reason I brought that up was because he sent me a clip of the Breakfast Club. It was Tyrese on there, you know, sharing his story and everything. And I just thought, like, man, bro, like, with all the Hollywood stuff he done been in, the billions of dollars he done made cumulative with his music, his acting, Fast and the Furious, like, just all the major stuff you do, he's like, man, like, he made it. But to see him as a real person, as a real human being walking this earth, going through regular human being things, because sometimes, like, you look at the people, you're like, bro, you rich, bro. You got millions of dollars.
You ain't got no issues, man.
How can you have issues with 20 M's up? You feel me? Yeah. I ain't have it. You thinking in your head, I ain't going to have no issues. I'm 20 M's up, 50 million up. But it's like, bro, he a real person, bro. Going through, and ain't that crazy? How they sensationalize the money, right?
Yeah.
You get this millions of dollars, and they like, bro, you never have issues. No divorce, man. No kids acting up, no this. Everything gonna be gravy. But it's like, bro, those people go through the same things you go through. The money don't change nothing. And life is life.
And most argue, more money, more problems.
That's crazy, that's what most argue.
And it's like, man, it's interesting, man. On a whole nother, we get back to that. But like, I woke up the other day, man, and I don't know, man. You know, like, what do you choose to receive? You know, like, that's a question you have to ask yourself. What do you choose to receive? What do you choose to accept? You know, like those are questions like you have to legit ask self. I woke up the other day. I remember the first time, man. The first time my wife, she was in my head and she said, what? You know what I'm saying? What? You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a gray. I got a gray what? You got a gray hair. I couldn't see it, but I'm just taking her word. I'm like, yo, I can't see it. Hey, take a picture of it. So I see it. And like, you know, your mind play tricks on you. Like, man, I ain't got no gray hair, man. That's the way the light was hitting it. You know, all kind of stuff, right? But again, man, accept it. You know what I'm saying? That's a blessing. That's truly a blessing, man. That's to be alive, to be present in the moment, to understand, bro, that God is allowing you to evolve. Bruh, that's a metamorphosis of sorts.
Right.
To go from black to gray, like
to no hair, to hair, to now gray. You feel me?
Bruh, like, I'm talking about bruh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And for some to go from no hair to hair to no hair.
Yeah.
Then what they'll do for a gray hair. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, man, we got to learn how to bask in the moment, man. I say all that to say this. I woke up the other day and I just happened to look in the mirror. And like, man, I saw a gray in my mustache. A single gray in my mustache. And again, my eyes, I'm like, the sun must be hitting me. You know, hitting different today. You know what I'm saying? The sun hitting different today. Now look, I was like, oh, no, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, what the one thing that didn't cross my mind is, man, how can I conceal this? What am I concealing it for? You know what I mean? Like, for real, man, like, yo, that's, first of all, that's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, God don't make no mistakes, man. And just like, bro, I might as well wear it, man, like a badge of honor. You know what I mean? Because again, how many people can even think to themselves that's in the grave? I would have loved to have even seen my first gray hair.
Man, bro. That's, you know, I want to, it was a couple of things I want to touch on with that. Like in church, I used to hear the praise breaks when they'd be like, you got clothes in your closet. If you woke up this morning, give him praise. And I used to be like, I used to be feeling like y'all just saying something. But it's like, the more I live life, man, the more I see the people that have the things I think I want, and them go through the regular problems I'm going through now. You know what I'm saying? The more I see, you know, people I grew up with dying at an early age, or these famous people that I'm thinking untouchable die at an early age. It's like, bro, like, if you got, like you said, gray hair, man, if you got family, if you got, you woke up breathing, you got something in your fridge, man, like, bro, you living.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you living,
yeah.
Bro. You feel me?
I mean, yeah.
And it's like, man, you can always have more. You can always, it can always be better. But I think just understanding to be grateful and, like, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate, like you said, in the moment. Appreciate the moment, man. I think that's big. And then get off the internet. That's one thing that Tyrese said. Get off the internet. Because I think the internet, of course, we speak on that all the time. Social media.
Stir you all kind of ways, man.
It's crazy how, like I said, man, I just, it blows my mind. Like, even what he said on marriage, bro. Like, I said companionship the way God intended. You know, so many people hate on marriage, man. So many people...
What they hate on marriage because they're miserable, man. They, first of all, you got to think about this, man. Anybody that's miserable, what does misery love? Company.
Right.
So all it's trying to do is create more company. So the best way to even have company, if you're miserable, if you by yourself, is to get more people to be like you by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Company.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But it's like, to be real with you, man, but real talk, man. Us that's married, bro, what we have to do a better job of is really and truly, bro, the excitement of marriage. Mm-hmm. We got to really, it's, and I am not talking about going out there and just embellishing, but most people that are married, bro, they look miserable sometimes.
Yeah.
And to be real with you, that ain't every marriage. No, like, bro, like, you bro, like, we got married couples out here, bro, that's actually living and loving life together. Doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, doing their thing.
Yeah, it's like, bro, look forward to taking trips together and all that.
And another thing, too, man, is like what he spoke to with, like, what he said, these entertainers that's, like, downgrading marriage, talking bad on that, they going home to their spouse. They going home to the spouse, son. That's exactly. The great that you know.
Leave
the,
you confused, and then they already leave you in confusion
by yourself.
But they all along, bro. They perpetrating. They living an illusion. But the whole thing is straight and center. I'm going home to my lady.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
and it's like, bro. I feel like, you know, sometimes it's an attack on marriage, man. And then it's like, not marriage is not the save all end all. You know what I mean? Like, you gonna have issues in marriage too. But it's like
facts.
The companionship. And the way God intended it to be is what we striving for. You know what I'm saying? And I think we as humans, we love to sensationalize the extreme side positively or the extreme side negatively.
And it's like, man, it's the terminologies that we tend to use. Your other half. Right. What's going on with your other half? But like, really and truly, you tell it, bruh. When you truly married to who you supposed to be married to, that's your better half. Because to be real with you, that's what they do. They make you better. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes we sit around and, man, dog, she's sickening. But really and truly, bro, what it is, she's taking and she's holding you, you know, accountable, and she's pushing you to better.
And she's showing you how to deal with these things.
Exactly.
How you gonna deal? Exactly. How you gonna navigate these situations, man? Yeah. I think, man, that's
got you when you ain't got you.
Right. That's
you
real.
Know what I mean,
that's real.
And you supposed to have her when she don't have her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, man. At the end of the day, man, you got to speak on fair too, man. Because I think sometimes we spend too much time looking for fair. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just saying it right here, right now. I don't believe fair exists. It'll never exist.
Never.
Because same. How do you judge fair?
How?
You got to throw fair in the same, in that same sinking ship that you throw normal in. You got to throw it in that same sinking ship that you throw common in. Because number one, common. What's common? I really believe common doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because it changes for everybody. Everybody has a different perspective in which they view common in, as they view normal in, as they view, what was the other one in?
Common, normal.
Fair.
Fair, yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to. So what you must do is when you live, you got to live life, man. Think it to yourself. You know what, man? I can't control all of those other outside factors around me. I can't control that. But what I can control is me, myself, and my thoughts. How I view things. How I choose to accept things. You know what I mean?
But how do you get that? I want to, like, how do you get to that mindset, man? Because it's like, I guess it comes with age. Because it's like now, I knew, obviously, I had a great upbringing, man. My mom, grandma, things like that. I had, you know, learned going to church, like things like that. I had foundational things in my life to help me. But I also experienced the world, too. Had my hangups, had my mistakes and stuff like that. But to have a mindset to go back to thinking for yourself. How do you do that? When you know what I'm saying?
You said something earlier that I was going to try to speak on, man. And now it's coming full circle. So how do you do that? Going back to what you said earlier, man. You know, about like in church and stuff like that. Man, it's hard for a lot of people to understand certain sayings that the older people might say in church. You know, like just a simple statement, I thank God for just being alive today.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand how powerful that can be unless you've been through something.
Yeah.
That's life changing.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So the moment of impact happens when you've gone through some things. So sometimes it comes with age. Sometimes everybody, again, sometimes life isn't fair. Mm-hmm. Sometimes diabetes doesn't come in the form of a 40-year-old or a 35-year-old. Mm-hmm. Sometimes diabetes come in the form of a child that's in elementary school.
Yeah.
That has to be stuck every day. That's an unfair reality to that person. But again, what I'm saying is this here.
That's real.
They've been through things.
Mm-hmm.
So now they may actually value life different than somebody that never had to go through that.
That's crazy. That's really what it is, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's it,
a great
man.
Explanation, man.
That's it.
That's a great explanation, man. I'm going to end on this, man, because I don't want to hold you up. Tyrese said something. He said, when you do stuff from the heart, it touches hearts. And I think, like, that's the sentiment of, like, why I go to church, why, you know, I believe in God. And why I do things the way I do them, because it's like, it's from the heart. It's genuine. It ain't Hollywood.
Exactly.
I ain't got nobody impressed. I ain't trying to get popularity. It's
exactly.
Like, you know, from the things I've been through, You know, I just think like if we could get back to that, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your friendships, on your job, just do things from the heart, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's not doing something that you would normally do, like cuss this person out or say what's really on your mind, not do it. You know what I'm saying? That could come from the heart too.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. So it's like, that was deep when he said that, man. He's like, when it comes from the heart, when you do stuff from the heart, it touches the heart.
You know what I mean? That's facts, man. Hey, before we go, man, I want to give a special shout out, man. I don't know if she ever listened to this or hear this. So this is dedicated to my boss lady, man. One of the most driven people that I've ever known. See, I almost made the mistake of saying driven women. In this point, it has nothing to do with sex.
Mm-hmm.
This is simply predicated on the fact that, and she just happens to be a woman, but I've seen her. She's impressed me, man, from the time that, you know, I was hired by her, and from the time just sitting back watching how she operates, man, how methodical she is, how driven she is, how strategic she is, man. It's like, man, I'm not one of those types of people, man, that sit up there and at the end of the day, it's not about sex. It's about the lesson. And the lesson may come, the lesson could come from wherever. The lesson could come from a crackhead.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And what I'm saying is in this particular situation, man, like the lessons, man, that I have learned just from watching her, her actions, you know, her movements, man, it's like, man, I've truly, it's been an honor and it's been a privilege to just be there and to occupy the same space as her, you know, and just to watch, man. And not only that, not even the fact that she's just a one, you know, that she's a woman, she's a sister as well. So it's just like, when you break it down to that, it's a lot of pressure comes with that.
Right.
Because, I mean, hate to take it here, but a lot of people they pray on her downfall. Mm-hmm. They look
they
for
like
it.
Be, yeah, they don't
they
like
don't.
It.
That they don't.
She in a position.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, man, and I don't, everybody have their own opinion and their own thoughts, and you entitled to that. I'm speaking simply for me. I'm just, like I said, man, I'm highly impressed, man. And I pray the best, man, on her endeavors, man. And just, man, I know for a fact, one thing about her, man, she's one of, just like I always say, man, just a lot of times all you can ask for is an opportunity. Now, when given an opportunity, what you choose to do with it, that's completely on you, you know. But when given the opportunity, you got to make the most of it.
Got to make the most.
And I know one thing about her. I know that's already a green light. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to tell her that. It's like, man, that sister, she's going to thrive.
Nah, that's real.
Just like sheerly off of her drive. But again, man, I want to appreciate you and I just want to thank you.
That's, yeah, man. I want to end on that, man. Just remember, man, this is Real Talk Podcast. If you like anything we said, man, please like, share, and comment. We need you guys to comment. We need you guys to like the videos. It helps us grow, man. It helps us grow, help us get the message out there, gets our videos out there so we can attract more like-minded people, man. So Real Talk Podcast, every Thursday we post something. Peace.
Real Talk 101.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or if you want to check out more of our content, please visit our social media platforms linked in the description of this episode. You can also check us out each week where we drop a new episode every single Thursday. So don't forget, like, share, comment, and thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.